Jesus often spoke about the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven. Well, what exactly was he talking about? You know, for many religious groups, the kingdom that Christ is referring to has yet to arrive. They claim it is still coming sometime in the future. Well, one such doctrine of theirs is known as premillennialism, and it suggests that when Jesus returns, he will then establish a kingdom on earth for about 1,000 years. But this theory is derived from misconstruing several passages in the Bible, and sadly, it's a teaching that has greatly confused many people. So what is the truth about God's kingdom? Well, we must simply look into the Bible and find the answers. And first, we can go and read prophets like Daniel and Isaiah who prophesied about a coming kingdom, like Daniel chapter 2, verse 44, Isaiah 2, verse 2, and Isaiah 9, verse 7. They say it would be a special kingdom like no other before it. Daniel even specifies the time frame of its establishment. He says, in the days of these kings, and he was referring to a fourth kingdom that would come after the present one of his time. Now, if we look back in history, we see that indeed, the Medo-Persians came after the Babylonian kingdom, that's the one of Daniel's day, and that was followed by the Greeks, which was then followed by the Romans. So according to the prophecy, God's kingdom would be established during the reign of the Roman Empire. Now, secondly, Jesus came to earth and he preached and he stated that the kingdom was at hand in Matthew 4, verse 17. And he also said, the kingdom has come near you in Luke 10, verse 9. So this indicates close proximity of time in its establishment. Now remember, Jesus lived during the time of the Roman Empire. Galatians 4, verse 4 says that when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law. That means God's timing was involved in all of this. Now, thirdly, we must simply look for specific identifying characteristics that indicate the presence of a kingdom. For example, every kingdom must have a king, it must have subjects who are under the king, and then it must have a territory, and it must have a law. So if it can be established that those four elements are present today, well, then we can conclude that the kingdom exists today. So, through diligent study of the following passages that we're going to look at, you should be able to find that not only does the kingdom of God already have all those characteristics present, but it is also already here and among us. Now, the first identifying mark is that the kingdom must have a king. And if it does, is he reigning now? Well, I'd like for you to look up these passages and determine the answer. John 18, verse 33 through 36. 1 Corinthians 15, 25 through 26. 1 Timothy 6, verse 14 through 15. And Ephesians 1, 20 through 22. Because according to those verses, Jesus Christ is the current reigning king. He's reigning from heaven. Now, secondly, does the kingdom have subjects? Well, consider what John says about himself in Revelation 1, verse 9. In that passage, he says that he is in the kingdom. And then go look at Colossians 1, verses 2, 12, 13, and 18, as well as Hebrews 12, verse 28, and Romans 6, verse 17 through 22. You see, all of those passages indicate that the true disciples of Jesus are subject to him as their Lord and King. Now, thirdly, a kingdom must also have a territory. Notice that in Matthew 16, verses 18 through 19, Jesus Christ uses the terms church and kingdom interchangeably. Consider also that the words church and body are used interchangeably in Ephesians 1, 22 through 23. And then in Acts 2, verse 47, and Galatians 3, 27, the Bible also teaches us that we are added into Christ, that is, into the church, upon our obedience to the gospel, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13. So the territory of the kingdom is found among the hearts of the disciples because Jesus described the kingdom as one that isn't physically visible, but one that is within us in Luke 17, 20 through 21 and Romans 14, 17. Now lastly, a kingdom must have a law. And if you compare Colossians 2, verse 14, and Galatians 6, verse 2, alongside what Jesus taught in Matthew 5, verses 21 through 48, well, it should be pretty obvious that all Christians live under a new law. And Galatians calls it the law of Christ. So the kingdom already has a law also. Therefore, according to everything that we have just observed and looked at in those verses, we may conclude that the kingdom of God does indeed already have its king, which is Jesus Christ. It has subjects who are loyal to the king, which are his disciples. It has a territory, and that is the hearts of those in his church. And it also has its own law, which is found in the New Testament. All of these verses categorically confirm that the kingdom of God has come, it is here, and it currently exists.